We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And today, Doug, we are answering no stupid questions.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
There isn't.
We're going to answer the stupid ones because they're not stupid.
They aren't. They're ones that are asked all the time.
But if you've new to it.
Yeah, you might not know. So this will be a good one.
Yeah, so we're going to try to answer these seriously.
I know, we will. And then also, what's a smart decision, not a stupid question, should you go on the Rope Drop Radio trip? Yes, the answer is yes, you should.
Yeah, June 4th through the 7th, we'll be in the parks meeting and greeting. You can find a list of our meetups on our website, www.ropedroppers.com, under events. So we'll be in the Magic Kingdom, Eating and Drinking Around the World on the 5th. Hollywood Studios on the 6th, lightsaber meetup, I don't know. We're going to ride Millennium Falcon at the end of the night.
Chewbacca mode, that's the goal.
Oh, okay.
And then, Derek, I know, it's a goal. I will. Let's see. We can see if we can do it again. So another thing is Patreon. We actually got some fun questions from one of our Patreons. Cast member Alyssa DeGrandis has got some really good ones. And so we're going to answer those on our Patreon show this week.
Yeah, we'll talk about those really specific to merchandise type of questions.
She is a cast member, so this is going to be a good one. So if you want to get that, you're going to have to go into the show notes, click Patreon. And of course, we have two new Patreons, Aaron and Bethany. Thank you for joining the Rope Drop Radio community and going to get this really cool after show that we're going to do today.
Yes, after shows, bonus shows. I got a Zoom coming up the day this show comes out.
Oh, you do. You're right. Oh.
So all the exciting things depends on what tier you do, but lots of stuff going on Patreon. So, but another way to support the show is one, share it with your friends. We love that. But also leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review. We'll read it on air eventually. So today we're going to read two because I got to catch up, I'm told. All right. This first one is titled One of the Best Disney Podcasts by Raleigh Hill, UNC Carolina Jordan fan.
I understood that. Yes.
Yeah. They're from Raleigh and they're Tar Heels, UNC Carolina, and Jordan fans.
All they said, you know, we're a good podcast. That's it.
Messing with me. That's what they're doing. All right. Love this podcast. So helpful in planning a trip, even if not planning. Lots of great info and conversations to get your Disney fix. Thanks for all the work. There you go.
Yep.
And then another one is titled Fun Podcast, 5 stars by Doke Boy Fresh. This
so fresh
is a great,
and so clean.
Yes, so fresh. This is a great fun podcast covering the Disney parks. I enjoy their perspective as non-Florida residents. Keep up the good work. Yes, we do have a different take on some things because, well, we have to travel to the parks.
I wish I lived in Florida sometimes.
Right? I'll be like, what am I doing this afternoon? Oh,
I'm gonna go going to go get lunch to at Topolino's. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Why
yep.
not? I'm just going to jump on in. Right?
Yeah.
So there you
dreams,
go.
Dreams, am I right, guys? Yeah. Thank you very much. Today we asked our Patreons for stupid questions that they have been asked about Disney, and rather than just laugh them off, we will give real answers and maybe explore how we might think they're stupid, but to someone new, we will cover the basics of how it's a good question. So thank you, Patreons, for these, a lot of good ones in there. So Doug, let's start it off, shall we? The first one was, is Disney World big enough for a week-long trip?
I mean, I have heard this many times myself. And if you have no idea how much there is to Disney at Disney, I get it. Like, you're not going to go spend a week everywhere, right? Like, is there enough to do? And by golly, Disney has enough to do for a lifetime, Derek.
They do. I've met people overseas who take like holidays. That's what they're called. Like 2-3 week holidays. And they're like, oh, we still haven't gotten everything. So yes, there's plenty to do. Disney, it's just not theme parks, water parks, mini golf, shopping. There's enough restaurants to feed you for months. So you'll get a week out. You know what? you always want one more day. No matter how long the vacation is, you're always like, I could have done one more.
Or two or three or four. Absolutely. Yeah, there's with four different parks, two water parks, a shopping district, it's a lot. And yep. So many hotels, you can't explore the hotels and all the restaurants. It's just, it's never ending. Plus, you need a break. Yep. I guess some people say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do we? No, not really.
No.
All right, what's next, Derek?
Our hotel is right outside the park. We should be able to walk.
Right. I've heard this one directly. Somebody booked a hotel. So this person that asked me this question, they were staying off property. And, you know, the name of every hotel around Disney World, it says Main Gate, right? Yep. Like, we can walk into the Main Gate. That's honestly what they thought. And then when I said no, then I saw them again a couple days later, and they're like, oh, well, it says there's a shuttle. Well, if you're off property, your shuttle from your off property resort is not your best option if you want to actually see Disney World. So they thought they were going to walk to the park because it said Main Gate. So everything says Main Gate, and you're 20 to 30 minutes from the Magic Kingdom in a car. Not counting parking and getting into the park, just 20 to 30 minutes till you park.
Yep. Well, I think so many people think Disneyland, where you got a Marriott, Howard Johnson, all the things right there. You don't have that at Disney World. Walt was smart. Walt did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to expand the Magic Kingdom, like the magical land that he had. And I think you're giving people too much credit on thinking of Disneyland, because really, we're talking about people that have only been once or twice, Derek.
Okay.
How many people have gone to Disneyland? The true Disneyland people might think that, but they also know what Disney World is before they get going, I think. So places you can walk. Contemporary. All right, that's a great walk. Beach Club, fantastic walk to Epcot, a little longer to Hollywood Studios. Boardwalk, same thing. Yacht Club, same thing, right? Long walks, Polynesian, Grand Floridian. You can do it, but I don't recommend it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the summer.
That's true.
That's when I did it last. It was no shade. It's toasty.
Burn a little bit.
You know, peace and quiet. Just you and the nature walking from the Grand Flow over.
All right. Well.
Yeah. So number three, Derek?
Yeah, number three. How much is transportation? Do I need my room key? We get this a lot.
Yeah. So it's free. It's included. Yep. Right?
Skyliner costs nothing.
Right. The Skyliner is one people really think costs money. I've overheard people say, no, we're not paying for the monorail. Like, it is what it is.
Which, it's included. There you go.
You know, it's not in the park. You pay to get into the park. I guess you might assume there's a different fee or something of that nature. And like, it is pretty astounding that they don't actually check anything. Like, no proof of identification, nothing. If you're on property, you can get on a bus, whether you're staying on property or not. So if you're at the Magic Kingdom, staying off property, and say you want to go, I don't know, to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you can go get on a bus to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. No one's going to check for your room key or anything like that. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It's nice.
But still, the fact that Disney offers free transportation is, you know, don't take that away. I mean, they've taken some other things away. Let's not give them ideas now.
Yeah.
All right. Number four. This is one we've heard so many times that it's become comical. Which park is the Harry Potter thing in again?
It's in Universal Studios. Just going to say that. That doesn't help people either. Because they honestly, I know so many people think they confuse Universal Studios with Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, yeah.
I get it. It's in the name. Both say studios.
So that's why you got to be like, it's not even in Disney World.
No, it's
45 minutes away at the other theme park.
Depending on traffic, right?
Yes,
on the
correct.
Old I-4, right? And also, which park is it in? Not even just Universal. It's in two different parks at Universal.
Technically,
soon to be three.
All three. Yeah. Epic's going to have something.
In different like lands type of thing.
Well, people that go to Universal Studios can't even find Diagon Alley. They're like, hey, it wasn't even here, because you have to sneak back through the wall.
Right. You got to go through the train station or something. Mm-hmm. No, that train station gets you to the other park. My bad.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So you have Diagon Alley with London as its kind of front. And then you have where the castle is, Hogsmeade. right? As yep. in Islands of Adventure. And then in Epic Universe, we're going to get Paris.
In the Ministry of Magic.
Ministry of Magic.
So I can't wait for series. That.
And I know a lot of people poo-poo the Ministry of Magic series, the Paris stuff, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping
Will
it's
you do the
I
ride?
Go
Are you
going to
do it? You're going to do
I
it.
I don't know. What
we're
is
gonna
the
do
ride?
It. We're going to do it together. Vomit? Doesn't matter. You're going to do it with me. Together as one, Doug.
Oh, my gosh. R.I.P. Star Cruiser.
All right. Sounds good. Well, no, that doesn't sound good. Number five is one my kids have asked. Is the Tree of Life real? Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. It's giant. It's in the middle of the park.
It's
it looks
huge.
Real.
Does it? It's got a bunch of animals carved into the base of it.
It does.
So that would
from
not
a distance?
Work well for the tree. From okay. a distance, sure. But it's a different, slightly different shade of green, right? So it's really an oil rig?
Or oil derrick.
Derrick. A derrick.
Yes, it's an oil derrick.
Derrick. How many? You just were sitting on that all day.
I was. Not, yes, absolutely. In fact, I was. Yes.
So oil derrick. And yeah, it's a fake tree, a gigantic fake tree with a theater inside of it, mind you. Like, it's where Tough to Be a Bug is, soon to be Zootopia?
Zootopia?
I can't remember.
The
is
rumor.
That, is it Zootopia? Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom
yeah, yeah.
needs some love.
But that's no, our top five,
real.
Or our first five.
Yep.
Building up
five
to the,
more.
Yeah.
There you go.
Top
number six.
Top 10 list.
Why would you want to go to Disney World more than once?
Yeah, so
I've heard this. I've had so many of my friends are like, because people are like, oh, you're going back to Disney World?
Mm-hmm. And so this is almost always, so in our area, the people that ask me this all the time are the people that go to Colorado to camp in the same campground every summer for the same weekend, or they have the same timeshare in Colorado. They're always going to Colorado. You're going to hike the same trails. Leave my Disneyland or Disney World alone if you're going to go. You go on the same vacation every year too. People like to go where it's familiar. That's part of the comfort of it. So I get that. If you like to go to the beach and stay at the same beach house every year, year after year, that's your thing. Guess what? Disney has, it's the thing. And there's a billion different things to do than to sit on a beach or hike a mountain. So can you go to a mountain every year, Derek?
Probably.
Evidently, I couldn't.
I guess I can't.
I
no,
it's hard pass.
But, I mean, there's so many things to do at Walt Disney World. You go, I mean, we go every year, multiple times a year, and we're always finding new things, doing new things. And that's kind of the fun of Walt Disney World.
You just ate at Hoop-Dee-Doo and Beaches and Cream for the first time ever. Yeah. Right? Like, it's not like they were new.
Like, I didn't even know that that existed even, like, 5 years ago. So it's, I know. So
at least
it,
say
there's
8 years. Don't,
okay,
don't
eight
say
years.
Yeah, since before the podcast.
All right. It's been a while. Yeah, probably. It probably has been 8 years. So you're right.
Yeah.
The pandemic's messed up my brain. So yes.
The timeline is off. Just like
timeline
in
is
the
always
movies.
Off.
We're going to have to prune all these variants and it's going to get wild.
Oh, man.
Did you
Deadpool
see the new
trailer? Yes, did I see the trailer? Cannot wait. That's
oh,
a whole
that's
episode
a whole
in itself.
Episode. We used to cover Marvel and
when,
Star
like,
Wars
four
movies.
People listen to that episode.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they quit
on.
Making Star Wars movies because we quit reviewing them, Derek.
Oh, that might
bad.
Be true. Okay. We'll yeah. go back to that. Number seven, I can't wait to have a butter beer because blue milk sucks. I added the blue milk part. But there are so many people because butter beer makes so much money at Universal. You walk around Universal Studios, everyone's got one in their hand. And I'm drinking one. I'm like, I don't even know where it came from. It just appeared here. And they make millions and millions. Someone it actually just, did like the revenue stream from Butterbeer, and Disney is just like, we
pays,
need something like that.
Yeah, like I think Butterbeer pays for all of the Universal projects.
Yeah.
Without a question, right? It's just, it just makes
you
money
can't get it at Disney World, guys. I'm sorry. You can try.
So Disney's answer to Butterbeer was Lafuse Brew.
Not that great.
They did. And I can't have it because of my allergy. They put like a mango foam on the top of it. So
yep.
I'm out. What flavor is it, like apple cider?
I can't remember.
Thing?
I had it one time and I was like, eh, really?
Like it's in the Magic Kingdom. They built a tavern, right?
Yes.
In the park Cinnamon that doesn't have
great.
Alcohol.
Yep.
So solid plan.
Mm-hmm.
Would have killed it in Epcot, right?
Could have done better.
Actually served.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they came out with the Froose Brew, and it didn't take off. And then the blue milk should have been good, but just make it a blueberry milkshake, and like they did during Star Wars weekends, and you'd have something. But they did not. Yeah. They decided to make a plant-based thing.
Tastes like the crap. Got it.
Let's not even talk about green milk.
Yeah. Ugh. They're both bad.
It's pulpy. Ugh.
It's terrible. All right. That we need to find something. Yeah, let's go. So the question I love hearing, what time is the 3 o'clock parade?
Yeah, that's four, a five. Weird one. I think that's weird. Like, I've heard
cast members. It's funny. I've heard it out loud. And then I've heard cast members, like, we've talked to cast members while we're down there. Like, yeah, it happens all the time.
Like, I don't understand, like, how that's even a question. But if that's your question, the parade's at three. But just check the app. The app has all the times and all the entertainment, the character meets. That's all the things. And it's at your fingertips now. You can look at it on a bus. You can look at it on a Skyliner. You can look at it while you're sitting in your hotel room, and you can look at it in the park. But look ahead of time and have a general idea of when the fireworks start, when the parade is, if those are priorities for you. But I don't understand how people ask, like, the 3 o'clock thing. But why? Why do they ask that?
I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't get it. If there's you've no ever such asked that, tell questions, us why.
But
that's the closest one.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Another one. How can you like the food at Disney World?
All right. So this question came from a patron that said their friends got back and they're like, how do you like the food? And like, how do you not like the food? Well, it turns out they ate at like Cosmic Rays and the food court at the hotel a lot. Right. That was their food experience. Meanwhile, their friends like, well, we eat at Citrico's and Topolino's and
I mean, Michelin star Sinan. Now at Victoria and Albert's. You see right. that?
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you get food wise, you get out of it what you put into it as far as knowing where to eat. Counter service can be fantastic as well. And we talked about it kind of recently, too, when we did the counter service dining plan with Alex a couple weeks ago. Like, he ate at places that were, he still wasn't just eating cheeseburgers, right? Yep. He still had variety and ate counter service the whole time, and it was still enjoyable. But if you go looking for basic fare, you're going to find basic fare. Like, if you're going to Pizza Fari because, oh, look, pizza, instead of going to Satuli's Canteen, that's on you for not knowing. And here we are to help you. Go to Satuli's, go to Columbia Harbor House, Pecos Bill's. But when you're at Pecos Bill's, don't order the hamburger. Get the, what is it, the fajitas?
Just
is that what they have
go
there?
Eat the around the platter? World at Epcot. The fajita platter is pretty
so
good.
So many options.
Yeah.
Like, what counter service would you say to avoid at Epcot, though? I don't think there's any that are basic.
Sunshine Season. I just was so disappointed. It's different food.
If that was in the Magic Kingdom, though, we'd probably be praising it.
Yeah.
It's just Connection Cafes or Eatery. Really Connection Eatery is so much better.
Yep.
And so is Regal Eagle. There's some not great. The Chinese counter service is not great.
I've never been there.
There's a reason.
Okay. The ramen noodle place in the back of Japan was not that great.
Not either, but. I mean, but if you really want that, it's still not burger, fries, chicken strips, right? You don't have to eat that. So don't force yourself to eat that. Okay.
All right.
Number 10.
Final one. How can you have enough to talk to about a podcast on Disney World? I get this all the time. And I'm going to be honest, we've been doing this 8 years and like 500 episodes. If you go all the bonus ones in there, we've had some swings and misses over the years.
Right. But we're talking like a couple episodes a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're putting out 52 episodes a year, basically. Right. Yep. And maybe twice we have a topic where we're like, well, that was silly. When we're done, the pandemic got rough.
Our virtual trips. Those were terrible.
People loved it, though.
I know people live vicariously through virtual trips.
Yeah, that was such a weird time, Derek. So we had our rope drop trip scheduled and then COVID canceled it because, well, the park wasn't open.
Yeah.
Details. So, yeah, we found a lot of different things. Like, there's podcasts just about Disney food.
There are.
Right.
I actually sat in a hot tub with a guy who does it.
Like, we could talk Disney food, all year. Or you can talk about strategies. I don't think we could talk strategies all year. That would get really boring, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just... you type in Disney podcast into Apple, there's like 7,842 of them. And
but there's only five good ones. Seven.
There's five I listen to.
There's good ones.
There are. Say that.
But there's a billion. Everybody's got different tastes on what they like. Some people like the locals that talk about their afternoon in the park. Some people like the Disney podcast that's all about the history of the parks.
Yep,
some people
I got a couple like of those.
They like the podcasts that are just about the news. Mm-hmm. There's whole podcasts just about the rumors. I've listened to a couple where I'm not sure they talked about Disney, but they just talked about their lives through a Disney lens.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like if we basically had a topic, but we spent 90% of it talking about coaching youth sports.
Oh.
Because that is our life, right, Derek?
That is what we do, yes.
Actually, I'm done with that. I've moved on.
I'm in that's it. Used. I text you're you every week on our outcomes. I'm still listening to Star Cruiser podcasts, and that thing's gone.
Yeah, I worry about that for you,
it happens. Derek. Don't worry about it.
Have an attachment issue it or happens. Something yeah, to probably. The Star Cruiser. I'm at peace with it. I've come to peace.
I'm glad you have.
I get to share that with others. But I have a keychain. I am thankful I bought that keychain because every time I have to unlock the door at the office, I am reminded of my times on the Halcyon voyaging.
And then every time we talk, you got to see the sign behind me, a little poster.
Yeah, it's a little blurry though.
Oh, okay, good. All right. It's
focusing on bigger you. One.
Oh, thank you for looking at me.
Well, if it focused, the camera.
No, I know you're focusing on me. No, I get it. I heard what you said.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot to talk about. So with this one, how can you have enough to talk about to do a podcast on Disney World, right? We do it all year are we coming up on 8 years?
8 years here in like a couple weeks. Yeah. Like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, couple weeks, 8 years. Mm-hmm. And we've barely ran out of material. We barely recycled material. I feel like we did like a dumb question type of thing way long ago. I think it was stupid advice actually. And that was right before the pandemic.
Oh, so bad Disney advice. That was a good show.
Bad Disney advice. We need to do that again. See, it's time to start recycling some of these good ideas.
There you go.
But we try our best not to recycle and get creative, come up with new ways to present the material, which isn't always the easiest, most natural thing. And I mean, sometimes we have on lots of guests. Other times we don't have on guests because like our schedule is unpredictable, which is why we haven't had many guests lately.
Yeah.
Cause like tonight I got held up broadcasting soccer. Stupid.
And you guys
overtime.
Won though.
Yes. Plattsmouth won. They were victorious over the Beatrice Orange.
Oh yeah. Go Plattsmouth. There you go. Well, that was our 10 questions that we got from Patreons. We got some more we're going to answer on Patreon, but we want to hear from you. So we're going to put on all of our social medias this week. We are going to ask you, what is a stupid question that you've heard or know of within Disney? And we'll have fun and all of our listeners can answer it as well. So go on to @RopeDropRadio and all the things, and that will be the topic, and have some fun with that one. So we got to get to the Patreon show. We have a lot of questions that we got to answer. So if you want to hear those, go into the show notes, click that Patreon link and support the show. And then also if you want to book a trip or come with us in June, you're gonna have to go to Touring and Cruises. We have a link in that for the show notes as well. Let them know you're coming with us so Doug can get you a goodie bag to travel with and
luggage tags.
There you go. Some other fun things in there. And then, that is all the time that we have. So for Doug, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Rope Drop Radio.